And this goes up. Okay. Now, let's get started. Okay, I just want to mention, just to recap, and just bang it a little bit better, the two points, just in terms of a synopsis of some of the things that you might have gotten from the discussion last week. I might not have finished it or whatever. There's a chiddush in Klag Kelim Bosa B'Cholov. We now have a new idea of what a Pirush Mekubal is, okay? Because in general, after everything's said and done, I'll explain to you more a little bit as we go on, different guys about this, that a Pirush Mekubal is Ki'il Kosub Pasuk, okay? Ki'il Kosub Pasuk, okay? Therefore, the Pirush Mekubal is an Isa Achila, you can get Malkus for Achila, even though it didn't say Achila in the Pasuk, okay? But it's only ki'ilu because it's not mafkilu pshuto shomikra. That's why I call it ki'ilu. Okay? Okay. For example, okay, there is a pirush mekubal that tells you something about an isa hanor in Klai Kerem. It basically tells you that Klai Kerem is something like kol isur achila batera. That is Nisan No, but that's not Mefurish Bar Kosov. That's not Kilo Mefurish Bar Kosov. The Isan No be Mefurish Bar Kosov, you get Malkus for it. And has the same din of all Isurah No. And also by Bosa B'Cholov, the Pekirish Mekubal, since it's not a different Inyan than the Isa Achil Isan No, that's what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs, it's Mashin the din. So you know it's an Isan No, but it's not Kilo Kosov Bar Kogbetera. It's not a separate, there's no separate lav. The lav in the Torah is a lav from achila, kilo achila, and the last pasuk comes only to mashal le'inyan, and becomes also equivalent to the emphasis done. Okay? So it comes that amazing thing. It's not the abavo's halacha, but you end up with something like abavo. And the mashal that Ram gives abavo, in Sefer Mitzvah, he quotes Abavo, but it's really not Abavo. Okay? Because in Abavo, there is an Isa Achila. And the Pasuk, the Pshuta Shomikra, is still Kayim, because you loike an Achila Shalike Derech Hano. Okay. That's we have. Good. Now, there's another chiddush of Rabbi Malkus. Okay, this mamish amazing because you have to work out these. Basically, it's an amazing thing that Klai Kerem and Bosa B'Cholov become like all Isur Achila, and they get Malkus V'Achila. And the other hand, they're not like, and they have an Isano. And the Isano is killed not Mefurish Bakro. Even though it comes from Pirush Mekubal, which is an amazing thing happening. Okay? And at the same time, since the Pshuto Shel Mikra is not Achila, there's Malkus even Achila Shelo Kederach Hano. Okay? Now, Malkus ends up, there's Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah. See, what happens is an amazing thing. See, L'Chera, after the three times, just to understand what I mean, there's no Mefurish Pasuk, but I know. The Ram says once V'Achila, once V'Bisho, once V'Achila, and once V'Ano. So L'Chera, the third one, is Mefurish that's V'Ano. There's no Malkus because the one from Hanor is not a separate Hanor, a separate Hashor in Minyan HaMitzvahs. It's only Mashal in the Din. So since it's not a separate Hashor in Minyan HaMitzvahs, it becomes equivalent to Avavol's Halacha, which is an amazing thing going on. And also that since you have like something like that, you have Nekud Neflah, and the Isachalisa, but the Isan, the whole business. Correct? Now, that's just the Chazal go from the last point, just to understand, because I thought it was important for a few minutes just to bang this in. Okay? Now, I want to show you a case in Sefer Mitzvahs that the Rambam L'chore has a Pirushim Akubo and Pshutus Shomikra being Kayim. Okay, my examples were a little exotic. I think they're true, okay? But, it's how you watch the pshat. It's nice lit for shalomdus, okay? But, same. Now I want to show you something. Let's start like this. The Rambam Reish Lamites is a lav of Mifnei V'Lazitim Rishol. Okay? Now, when we ask about Pshuto Shel Mikra, everyone's brought up that a blind guy, not to throw a stumbling thing in front of him, correct? Like Kusoy. Okay? The question is, did Chachmei HaMeseira interpret Pshuto Shel Mikra in the same way as the Kusi? Okay? Shh. So, what I'd like to do is read the last line of Reish Tadites, and then we'll start from the beginning again. The last line is, like this. Upashtei dekra hu b'ma shezachalnu tchila. Okay? So the Rambam has Pashtei dekra over here. Okay? There's something, he's going to mention what the Pshuto Shel Mikra in Lifnei V'Lazitim Rishol is. Correct? Because, without that you can't understand. And you also have to keep in mind that the Rambam says later in the Shoresh, then if Neibel Sitei Mirsho is a lav shebeklolus, okay, and lachera, if you have a pshuta shemikra and something else, the only way you can get a lav shebeklolus is if you have a pirusha mekubal, say another pshat, okay. So then the amazing thing happens is that both the pirusha mekubal and the pshuta shemikra are kayim, okay. And that creates a lav shebeklolus. Okay, that's what I want to present to you. Okay? Which is an amazing thing. Okay, listen now. Hishis hanu mehachshel kaseinu kaseinu be'etza. V'hu she'im yishocho odam etza bedobo hu nifte boy. So here
comes out the Sifra is not telling you Pirush Mekubal, the Sifra is telling you Pshuto Shel Mikra. Because he just said, Pashtei dekra is what he said before, correct? Now, then he says something else. V'lav zeh omru is a chachmei ha'mesera, and l'chari that's matik yashmua. Correct? Kolel gam kein mishiyazo al aveira. Okay? So Ezra al aveira. And then he says at the end, he says he discusses all this, and he talks about richos. Marshal Ribbis, Marshal this, Marshal that, and he says, "Advoim Rabbi Meoi Mizamin Yom Ubehem Oyve Mishum Ribbis Tchemisho." Upashe Dekra, who Marshes Zachanu Tchila. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra is the Mishal of Eitza, and the Pirush Mekubal is the Marshal in Aveira, and that makes a lav shebeklolus. So here you have it again, that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is not from the Pirush Mekubal, but both the Kayim. And here the Mekayim in an amazing way. Okay? It could be also, okay, the lo sasun iti is like that. Because Ram say for mitzvahs, in Loisa said Dalid, for mitzvah luvis hishis hilnu me'asoy suos, the old translation is amazing. And it's wrong. It's suos balechayim, okay? Whether that was the madur kam or that was this, I chasen it. But the east is only meaning odom. It's suos of odom. Loisa said Dalid, me'eitzim, me'ravon, me'matchas, whatever you want, okay? Loshe mechilta, okay. So this is a problem. This is I remember this is the problem like making all statues, all human figures. I still remember someone asking the Rav, one of the Balabatim in Boston, walking back to him, says that he has the statue. Of a sculpture of the Abba Bonin asking the questions that Nagodesh puts. What should you do with it? Okay, let's say that. Umi Shaovar, Alav Zeh Chayiv Malkus. Ukvahiz Boy, Mishpatei Mitzvizu, Ve'ezim in Atsuois, Mutal Tzayim, Ve'ezim Ahem, Yitzuya, Ve'echiye Toya Atsiyo, Pershlishi, Rabodazor. Okay? Ve'ez Boy, Abisan Hedrud, now this is the important part. Shalav zeh gamke loitzloim loisasin iti Elohei chesed klilu inyonim yoitzim meinyan zeh. There are other things that come inside, okay? Avo pashi deko medav mashe zechanu shuhu kmo shizboi mechilta. So there's a very important thing. Sometimes now, the mechilta might not be telling you the Pirush Mekubal might be telling you Pashid the Kor, or the way Chazal looked at Pashid the Kor, because it's a little bit more confusing now. Okay? So here there's an amazing thing, and I don't get it, because the Chayla, the Gemara Sanhedrin, since he's mentioning in Sefer Mitzvahs, he doesn't call it a Drosha, or these Gemaras that he's talking about, I thought it was in Abu Dazor, I never had a chance to check it out. It's like the Gemara that you're not allowed to make Tzuas Ulam, Tzuas Menoira, or the Shamay, the things, the Kochvei Shamayim, whatever it is, it also is Asuliti. I don't know what he means. I'll have to check this out again. I didn't have a chance to check this out, okay? But whatever it is, that's what I thought he's talking about. So I said to myself, L'boyin Hashem, why did he make only Lifnei Evil Lashem because, and why did he make L'Sasuliti Lashem? He's going to get Malkus, okay? So I said to myself that maybe the Rambam and say in Mishneh Torah was bothered by this question and moves Loisasun Iti on the Ulam and the Tzat, he puts in Hilchos Beis Bechira, he doesn't quote the Pasuk Loisasun Iti, he makes it a kilu, it's only Megale that it's part of Yiras HaMikdash. So Mele, you're okay. But I don't know what's going on, but I would have said, you have to see, put these two together because it's an amazing issue. Like I always said, it's certainly the Pshuta Shavik and the Pirushim Kubla Kayim. So I thought that makes a lot of clothes. And I asked myself what happened over here. Okay? So this will be a good introduction to things that are going on later and also the whole issue of Pirushim Kubla. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yisai. Now you can look, the Rambam is the base of Bechiri, if you have a chance, Perek Zayin al-Chiyud, V'osolim Shiaseh, Bayis, Tavnis Heichol, Achsadu, V'tavnis in the beginning of the year, the Perek starts, the Yerum HaMikdash, it's the Mitzvah Sefer Yerum HaMikdash. That's what I thought he might be doing. So now that you have this, and you know very clearly, even from say from its point of view, without my strength, I think my strength is okay.
Wandering. What?
I heard a knock on the door.
Oh, it's a little John. Okay, just give him a check.
Sure.
So now we understand very well, okay? Something, okay? So now I asked before, what's Vaneos? That you should go after the Pirush Mekubal and not make a
not make kefal alav, because see here, both of them are basically kayin, but he can't have both of them, because if it's a pshuto shel mikra, it's kefal, and if it's a pirush makubo, it's a separate lav minyan mitzvahs. And here, the possibility of both to be kayim doesn't really exist. It exists in a certain way. We said in Bosa B'cholov that it's not the Oiken Gansen, you still have it as far as the, that it's also Shalagadar, the Issa, you get Malkus Shalagadar Chanor, correct? But that's the issue over here. Because, you know, so what do you do? There's a steal between Pshuto Shel Mikra and the Pirush Makubo. And this is what's going on over here. Because normally, both are kayim, and they live together very nicely. Here, there's a problem. And that's just the beginning to understand what's happening. Okay? Now, the Sugim Psoch, okay, which Ram quotes. Okay? I want to tell you, this is one of the most difficult things that, you know, in the Ram that you can imagine. Okay? Besides the difficulty per se, even Rav Avraham ben Rambam, when Nino Bavli asked about it, what does he want? You know, he basically says that he doesn't base his whole argument on this, okay? So, you know, he's not, you know, whatever it is. Okay, but say that, so we're going to try to go through the Gemara and see what happens, okay? I'm not going to learn it inside, okay? I assume you know it, because if we're going to learn it inside, I'm not going to finish during the shiur. I hope I'll finish it anyway now, because I took some time basically to explain this, which I thought was important. Okay. Point number one. I have points and points and points. Okay. I basically put this down to 21 points. Okay. And we'll see how far we get. I just want to go point. Okay. I just want to tell you how I'm breaking it down. First, I'm going to take the points, then I'll get to the Rambam, per se, what he's talking about right here, what he talks about. Then, I'm going to deal with the sugi itself, who he doesn't talk about, which he's saying, we're playing the Shulchan. How does he deal with that? Because everything's against everything he's talking about. So, that's what we're going to try to do. But first, let's see what he sees, and then we'll see what, you know. Okay. If you looked at the sugya, the chayla, what the Ram is quoting it about, the Ram sets up Tesis Inyan, okay? It has the Tesis Inyan about Hashlomas Hadin, okay? And he has the Tesis Inyan that might make a separate lav, okay? And the Tesis Inyan, what he calls the Gzeir Shov of Mufne, Me'ino Inyan, this, Tino Inyan, okay? So if you look in Psochim, and the sugya, and you ask yourself, what is he talking about? Okay, the case in the Gemara is not a case of making a new lav because of what's going on. Even though the Gemara is talking about making a lav, that's not what he's bringing here for. It's talking about Vabosa Shiga b'chol tome, imeinu inyan lachila, because the Gemara found a new lav through a kavachim or whatever it did. And Tenehu Inyan, Enu Inyan Achila, Tenehu Inyan Ano, and we ask Isa Achila and Ano Kolatoku. That's what's happening. And the Gemara says, why are you doing it for Imeno Inyan and to make a new din in Minache, and you know, in Minache? I say it's Kefal Alav. So the answer is, Omar Rashi, that if you have these two options, you don't. You take the new Inyan, okay? But the whole sugya is referring to a new Inyan, correct? Okay. Now, the question is, that's very nice, but the Ram's quoting this for something else. The Ram's quoting this that he can make a new lav, correct? It's an Inyan Miyuchot, correct? Correct? That's what he did, right? The Gemara's not talking about that at all. The Gemara's talking about Imeno Inyan. Imeno Inyan is the Chil Gimel Midas. It was the Gimel, I don't know where, it's Midas Atera. Okay, Pirushim Kumo, the Kabbalah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, maybe it's a Pashtuk like a Kal V'Chomer, okay? If you have a stira between the saying something is nichpal and to darshan you give me this, you say you darshan you give me, you say it's not nichpal. So kol shekain, if you have a stira between a pirush and makubal and shomikra, you should say that it's also not nichpal. Maybe something like that, but the Gemara's not talking about it at all. But the question is that enough? Because of a kosh kein and nishtikol teir, you can machadish a new mitzvah min aminyan? That's what's happening over here. Say no, since that nichbas umel, I'm not sure. I'm not very convinced he can make this koshkin. Maybe he can. It's maybe correct. But you have to look at the Rambam now. Look at the words. Does the Rambam discuss the diyun in the Gemara? We'll see what the Rambam does. Look at the words. And you look at Rav Ashi. Is Rav Ashi a statement relating only to this issue, or is it a broad statement? Okay? And that's, I just want to see what the Rambam saw this going. Maybe the Rav Ashi is talking about in general, and this is only the issue of Eino Inyan, is only part of a broader principle that you have a choice between Kefo and a different possibility, because the Rambam has three possibilities, not Kefo. The answer is you always take that other possibility. That's what Rav Ashi said. Because you look at the Lashon of the Sheresh over here, it ubikshu lekaimoi beinyan noisav. That's a very broad thing. It's the same Lashon that he uses also for a separate mitzvah. Or big shul kaim of inyan noisa. Ukva motzim aleim asholot she'olu al inyan hazeh b'gmol psochim v'perek she'ini v'zeh she'en kivnu li'echor halavim she'nira she'nichpul kivun she'asholo husiko mizul asoy ubik shul kaim v'inyan noisa. So it doesn't say at all what it is, Meno Inyan. He doesn't talk about it, you know? I just want to tell you how he's presenting the Gemara. If you really want to close, you have to put the little thing the other way. You have to switch them around. But it's going. It's almost, it's ending. Or maybe it's not. You definitely pushed it. No, the other, okay, good. It's just, okay, but say that. I'm sorry, I will do it. Okay, I'm sorry. I just can't be responsible for these. Okay, there's no mention of Eino Inyan, right? Is there mention of Eino Inyan? He mentioned it before as one of the three possibilities, but when he tries to say over, summarize the Gemara, look what he did. That's how I want you to learn the Gemara well, and look at this. He presents the Gemara as Bichul Kayim in Yenoisa, which can include any of the three, correct? Because the Gemara has three types of a Yenoisa. V'yoz ne'emam b'zeh al der ha'kusha omer avinu ravashi v'eim alav ala b'shnei lavim kloima zeh shetitchet dekayim alav azeh shu b'yin zulas yin shu zvin alav ho'ach
Halacha lo mitzrichen leze shema nichpal b'inyan ahu atzmoy kidei sheyia oise ho inyan ahu chay b'shnei lavim v'oise tshuva omole kol hecha di kol hecha di kol medrash darshinon v'log minim lavi yisera. It's a general rule. Okay. It is true he mentioned Eino Minyan before, but he just set it up as one of the three categories. And what he's claiming is the Gemara is not talking about this. The Gemara is talking about everything. See what he did? Yeah, see, if you didn't have the Gemara clear this, you wouldn't have known. But he turned the world around without saying it. What I want to suggest, see, I was bothered by this. There's an amazing thing going on here. And you know, you have to just, you know, kick yourself, you didn't ask the question. Maybe I didn't ask the question the first time. You know. Amazing thing, amazing. Because you ask yourself the following question, okay? There's a pasuk in the Torah, okay? A pasuk in the Torah. And you clearly end up, after you finished, in Pshuta Shel Mikra, it's Kefal Lav, because it's one Lav with the Drasha, whatever the problem is, whatever happens, the Gemara says clearly, it's two Lav. How that happens, that itself is a mess. But let's not deal with that. That's a given, correct? So how can you take a Drasha, the Me'ino Inyan, and Mavkia, a Kefal? Because he asked why this pasuk was given the Torah. It was given as a to make it chizuk, or chizuk avonah gadol. You can flip it. So I said to myself, the only way that I can understand this is the Rambam's premise is what Rav Ashi, who's the Baal HaMaseirah, the last link in the Aboim Deiris, okay, is telling to Ravina that the Pirush Mekubo, that the Matiki HaShmur said that whenever there's an issue of an Inyan Noisaf, call, whenever the issue of an Inyan Noisaf, and whatever it might be, so then it's an amazing thing. If I darshan, if I make, Im Eino Inyan, I have a choice. I can dash in Eino Inyan to be Moitzi from Kefal Lav, because the other Midas don't do that. Im Eino Inyan can take a posik and say, it says this, it means something else. Okay? So this Eino Inyan is the Pirush Mekubal says, it comes the Kilu that the Chachmei HaMaseirah, it's, you know, they have the right, according to the Rambam. I don't understand it 100%. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, the Chachmei HaMaseirah have the right to darshan the Gimel Midas. Okay. But after they darshan it, the Rambam clearly says it's the Rabbonim, because it's their invention. Okay, they have the right. They have the ability to get the instruments. I ask you, what the Rambam say, and this ain't no Indian that it's a Rabbonim. Or Ki'ilu, somehow the Pirush Mekubal, that is the Maseirah, that you have this option, that option. You make it into the Inyan Noisa. So there's a whole new world going on here. So the Kashi may call his lesser. And that's why the Rambam puts it all in one category. Because it's an amazing thing. You know, he's presenting the Gemara in a whole new way. That the Gemara didn't say it. So if you look at the Gemara, and you look at the Rambam, you look at the Gemara, it's a whole different world. Okay. That's my first point. Okay. So now I got to number four. Now five. Okay, we'll see how far we get. You see next week you want to continue. I'm just trying.
This is not like you're going to be a Rabbonin. What are you saying?
It's not, the Rambam would not say, you can't take. See, I was bothered. I was banging my head against the wall. Even before I got to the Gemara. How can you do this? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave two psukim, he gave it as chizuk. So how can you come around
with a drasha chazal, which basically, even though Yud Gimel Midas are using the modus operandi, the laboratory that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave him in Har Sinai, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave it if a chizuk and for a golden maid. How can you do such a thing? You can say both are kayin, and one is a level of pshuta shel mikra, and the other is a level of a deraisa which they're machadish, but it can't take away the idea of v'chizuk l'chayra. That's what I'm bothered by. Correct? So that's what I said, that in this case, the Maseira told you that the Yud Gimel Midas, that using, the, I mean, I don't think he used another Midas to do such a thing, that the Midas, that's why the Rambam only quotes this, this way that he quoted this Mida was part of the Mesera. That any time you can be Derish, that's why it's even Derish, whether it's Hashlomo Se'inyan or Pirush Mokubo, whatever you want, whatever it happens to be. It's Mafkia, the Chizuk, okay? Because the logic of this thing, there are two problems over here. One is, you know, the Gemara is talking about X, and how do you get Y, okay? But the conceptual problem which we're talking about is much more difficult. How can you use the drasha with an Amir after Sherish Beis, so the drasha will drop on to mafki the whole Indian of Chizuk? Doesn't make any sense. It's so counterintuitive that I said was like, that was bothering more than this. So I'm not telling you that I know this in the Rambam, and I usually don't like to do this, but the only way that I can understand. And that's why he stresses when he says of Rav Ashi, you see, and I'll tell you something else. Remember, I told you the same way we use the Oru over here, is the same exact Lushan that he used in Ches, when he's talking about the question of Abdullah, that the Matiki Ashmur, because of Shimon Rabban, how they interpret and how they did it and what they did. I think he's trying to stress over here that this is the Matiki Ashmur dealing with this. And why is this important? And he even mentions, I'm not sure, I have to look before Cherish Ches, he mentioned Abdullah Shimon by name. I'm not sure. If he does, maybe once, whatever. But here it goes out of his way. There's a discussion with Vino Avashi and the Mishneh Torah. He clearly says, this is the last link in the Mesera. And he ends up like this. Whatever. And that's what Avashi says. V'hoyis ha'tshuva omalei. This is Tshuva, Om Levin Ravashi, that's what he said before, right? Om Levin Ravashi. Oh, it's a Tshuva. What was the Tshuva? That's it. Om Levin Kolecha, Dika, Lemedrish, Darshinim, Lemedrim, Lav Yisrael. That's it. That's the Oru. That's the Oru. That's what I thought. Okay. That, because, you know, okay. Now, next point, okay? I used to always clear it now. Now, we're basically finished, okay? This is point seven now, okay? We're basically finished with the text over here in the Rambam. So now, it reads, okay? And the Gemara is a whole new Gemara, okay? And he turned the world upside down, okay? Okay? Now next, okay? Now I want to get involved in the nitty-gritty of the Gemara, okay? And if we don't do this, we'll see. You'll tell me you want to continue, whatever it is. Rav Papa did something amazing. What did Rav Papa do? Rav Papa took a lav of lo biati men of the Tomei, and either with the Kavachema, or with the Hekish, made a new lav of or an extension of law vachilis kochim betuma. And then he says, so what do you need the whole law of bosa shiga b'chol tomei? So it must be a main union. It's kafel main union. Okay, that's what the gemara happened. That's the gemara, correct? The Rambam doesn't mention this because it doesn't negate his argument because that's not the focus of it. But that's what's happening in the gemara, correct? That's what it said. Elom Avashi mehocha abosi gebuchol tomer loyochal loyochel yibeit yisoreh. She'ei tamulim loyochel ma tamulim loyochel emeinu inyan legufoy do naftalei mekal v'chaimo mi maisakal ma maisakal amatoy lebatim and retomei bosa kodesh homo lekoshkei v'chitei memzim and adin hekeshehu v'chsim v'esub alecha v'shurecha maisakon t'chil v'shurecha v'shurecha v'kodesh. What they're doing is they're making making a hashora with bidas hatera, and they're knocking another hashora. Correct? Isn't this contrary to the whole thrust of Shurish Beis? And even a hekish should be equivalent to the more is going back and forth for hekish and kal v'chaimah. Even a hekish should be the same thing, because the Rambam's opinion, I'll show you, that hekish also is equivalent to midrash seifim, and you give me this. And basically, I'm banished this kind. And you know, we could just cap it because this really is Shurish Beis, okay? Ramban Shurish Beis. V'oi, omu b'sheni shal psochim kotzes gemar. This same Gemara that I'm quoting over here is Raifa's thing over here. And Cherish Chi, he hits him. How does he in Cherish Beis learn it? The Oid of Mubashem, the Psopsochim, Uma, my Sakal, Oma, Teo, Lobe, Atman, Matome, was the Kodesh Chom of the Kosher Cain, Loima, Sheru, Kodesh Betumo, Bosa, like, Vichite, Mimas, Human Adin, Hekeshu, Tixil, Super Lacha, Mishrecha, my Sakon, Kodesh, Me'elu, Kyoitzin, Boelu, Nilmo, Chahekesh, Etzlo, Kedova Mufluish, Bein Shibay Malkus, Humisa, Mibilti Kabolacher. So he's just saying that even if the Rambam is going to say Hekish is different, you can't do that, okay? And the Maisa is, the Rambam is not Machalik between Hekish. How do I know that? Because the Chumash Rambam, Simon Shinnun Hei, Be'oisa Sefer, this was written in Hebrew, okay? I don't know what his problem is, that the guy doesn't know Hebrew, but if he knows that, or the Arabic is not clear, I'm not sure what he wants. Okay, good to say that. That's not my issue here now. Shuriv Isan Aprokim. He's calling now the Shroshim. He called the Shroshim Mikdamot. He called them Sharim. And he called them Etzel. Okay? Shroshim. Okay. Now, he's calling them Prokim. B'divrei Chachomim B'loshin HaKodesh. Okay? Sheroi v'oisen Prokim B'divrei Chachomim B'loshin HaKodesh. Okay? V'chein yesh lisho B'vadai v'loimali Habi'ila vadai minatera shari lelamda b'mida b'shalosh esrei midas ela ubala mulam shnikas mbiya ela kesef v'ashtar behekish lindu oisan lema amarta shashtar minatera v'akesef divreyem v'atshuva azev shavadai kach ho yisi oimer shakesef v'ashtar midivreyem Chorum and a din bo'u lule din shtikol teira his kashvnam whatever it is. So he clearly says that a hekish is midibri seifim chukas haram. Okay. So this is, you know, there's nothing to do with us. We can stop here, you know. But you know, you learn the gemara. Has the ram learned the gemara? Now.
But this belongs in church basis, we'll discuss.
Yeah. Yeah, but church, I understand. So I'm just going to talk a little bit. I can just forget about it now if you want. But this is, we can forget this now if you like. Okay?
Go.
Okay, good. No, it's all okay. I'm just telling you. What I did was I flipped part of it because of Sherish Bays, but I said, Mother Shach, what's going on? So this whole issue is not so difficult because it could be that sometimes you can make lavin from a kal v'chomer. And the Lam also agrees to that. Okay? For example, in the Mikdama at the end of Sherish Yudalit, he talks about Yenchim in Kemasirin. Okay? And because of a Kal v'chomer, you can make a Hashora if you have an Einish in the Torah. So, maybe also that you can make this Kal v'chomer over here, you know, to include Maisa further. Because there's an amazing thing going on. Beginning of everything. What's the Gemara? V'chitei mein Einishim Nadin. The Chabonish and the Fush Gemara Malkis. Then everyone holds Eidon Shimon Adin. So what's V'chiteima? So I want to say the Gemara is aware of this issue. That maybe that it's like that you can use a Kal V'chomer if the Eidon is Mefurish. The similar way, you can use a Kal V'chomer to make a lav if there is such a thing in the Torah, and that Mechadish something new. There is such an Ashol Mefurish as Batorah. And then the Gemara says no. But then what's happened is an amazing thing, which you never saw before. The Gemara is ready to machalit between Kal v'chomer and Midas HaTorah, whereas the Rambam is ready to call Midas HaTorah min hadin, and something happened over here. This is not what I want to get into, but something strange is going on, okay?
So because the pasuk is beverish to, you can use the Kal v'chomer to come to the same conclusion.
I guess so. That's a very odd thing.
The heck is not the Kal v'chomer.
Yeah, the Kal v'chomer, but then the Gemara, what the Gemara wants, that Kal v'chomer and heck is different, that we don't know. And the emes is, the Rambam, you can, if you have a pasuk mefurish, you can dash in the Kal v'chomer to make a lav, okay? Or to extend the lav, okay? And that the Rambam does in Sefer Mitzvahs. He does it by the Mitzvahs Leis Sekuf Nun Aleph. Okay, I'm just trying to wade the way through here. He, she is Hilnu, Me'achol Ma'ase Sheni Ba'aninus. Okay. V'omu Yisale, Lo Chalti B'Yoyim Imenu. How did it happen? Because the Batera Gam came, Batikra Oisika Ela, the Chalti Chatas Hayoim, Hayita Mein Hashem. So an amazing thing happened. You have a foolish apostle, it's also, see, in Darshan, because of that, the Kal v'chomer to extend the lav, they're all kochim included. That's what he's doing, isn't it? Okay, so then the issue. The problem, ain't my serum nadin, the Ram is mafoolish, and I'm getting involved in it. Hekish is also a problem in Loisa Set Sadi. In the Omno, Masho Mizer, what's the Masho Mishch, this Kotche Bachut, ain't of a bail, I will he no melis bedin, shall onish elekin hizir. Kamoshi Shom, Shoman, Amachurish back, it be Mikdama, Ashik Damnu, Leila Mitzis. And Loshan Gomorrah, he says, "Ve'achad vorm rabim yotze ha'maymo al ze alosh l'omu shom tale shom tase makish aliyah asir ma aliyah onesh v'hizir af asir onesh v'hizir." So he's using the same, you know, he calls him an adin. Okay, good. That's just the idea. That's a nice idea. So we have to know, are you machalik in it, that if it's just to extend the lav, it's one thing, to make a new lav, but this is not that, you know, here you're coming already into issues which are beyond my expertise, okay? But the Gemara is machalik. Derech agav, the Gemara is right to the Rambam, because lo biati menu betome is very clear that it's a lav, according to the Rambam, not like the Rambam. Nogei to Sherei Shmini, okay? Now up to 15 already. Okay? Next point, okay? There's another issue over here. What's going on? They have a kal v'chayma from lo bi'atim and tomei that should be equivalent to abosa ashiiga b'chol tomei. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. It's the same, but you know. So therefore, in the Indian, and the whole sugi starts. Okay, that's the crux of the question. Agree. Let's agree. Let's give it a given. You can use this kal v'chayma, the hekesh, whatever you want. Okay, the question is it equal, and the problem is it's not. And it's not. How can you do it? Because l'chera. Alav Shem Nichbal is the same Shem. And here we're ending up with two different Shemus. Because the Ram clearly says that the Isa in Perek Yud Ches, Halach Yud Beis, and he passed that in Bosa. In Psula Mekdosh, in Perik Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Beis. It says like this. Odom Toho, She'ochal, Kezayis Mikotshim.
Can you start again?
I guess so. One second. I go to the bar. And I go here. I don't have time to... okay, it's going to start. Okay. Just start. Okay, I guess go like that. I don't know what happened. Okay, oh, here we go. I'm sorry. I go. Wait, no, I don't know how you do this. Go both. I don't know how you do this. There's something missing here. Oh, here it is. No? Okay, good. No, let's see. Okay, I'll see it. If it will happen or won't happen. Okay. So, the problem is like this. You have... Okay. The Iperik Yud Ches Halacha Yud Beis. Adam... Adam, Toho, Sheoch, Gezais, Mikotchim, Shinitmu, Loike. Shenema, Babos, Yigabachol Tome, Loyochel, Vuadin, Shah, Kabodashim, Ochel, Gezais, Milivnes, Hamincha, Shinitmu, Achash, Niskachi, Bekli, Loike, Echa Kotchinitmu, Lifne Kapo, Oli Acha Kapo, Mench, Nitmi Av, Oi, Bivlara Tumo, Shadivitera. So, the Isa Kodesh is an Isa Achila, and it's Dafka if the Hektish is Nitma, correct? That's clear in the Rambam, okay? And if the Gavu is Tomei, that's not what we're talking about. Gavu is Tomei is something else, okay? And the Gavu is Tomei, the Kodesh's Tor is a whole definition. That's the Chiv Kodesh. This is a separate Lav, correct? And the Isa is before Zrika. Before Kovo Matirov. And there's no Isa no. We don't see the Isa no Pchon Rambam. It is Isa no. The Isa no is from Kodesh. Not from because of the... You know, okay. So we don't know if the Kor is Kupshat, there's no Isano. How do you have an inner Indian? That's a separate issue, okay? It's an amazing thing, correct? Now, we go to the next point. Lo Biati Mena Mutome is an Isa Maisa Sheni. It's an Isa Maisa Sheni in Chefza. Because this Vidui Maisa on Lo Biati Mena Mutome. You're not Mifada on Pavel Kedush, okay? And the Lashon Rambam in Maisa Sheni per Gimel Locha Aleph, Oichu Maisa Sheni Betuma, Loikish and Black Men Betome, Ben Shah Maisa Tome, for Oichu Tor, Ben Shah Maisa Tor, for Oichu Tome, for who Shioch Lenu, be you Shalayim, Kodun Shi Yifte? Sheinu Loika Achil Betuma, El Mokom Achilosa, Avlim Ochle Betuma, Chutz Vishalayim, Makanis and Makas Madras. So, in Maisa Sheni, the Lord Rishi Tumas Agav, Tumas Maisa Sheni, the Isa is the only Mocha Machilasai. We don't know that in Bosa Kodesh at all. And then there's also no Isa Ano, because that's Afil Lahadlik Boaz Haneh, Acha Shenitma, Osa, Achi Yifte, Shenem Lo Be'atam and Metame. That's just the using Shloka Mitzvah. So, and that's why the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Per Gutes Halacha Dalet, in Minyan Halokim, Ho'echo Maisa Sheni, Shenit Mu Yisharayim Kodesh Shenif Chiyifte, that's one lav, Tomei She'ocho Maisa Sheni Atoho Bi Yisharayim. Okay. It's interesting. He has a separate loike. Listen to this. Next one, Samaches. Ho'ichu ma'isa sheni ba'aninus v'chein kol ha'kodshim. So kodshim ma'isa sheni is one isa. Ol she'ochal bosa kodesh o truma is also another malchus. So the question is, what's going on here? But that to say that it's the same Shem is very difficult. Bemis is, I found Biskov's Chenevoch asked this question. So he says that the lav that they learn out from Maisa Sheni is an Isa Maisa Sheni, not Isa Korban, and the Stei Shema Shenis. That's B'skulab and Tmula Bezom and Aleph.
What does he say?
Okay, but he doesn't have a problem because he flips the Gemara around and he makes the Gemara. It's an amazing thing. He makes the Gemara Pesachim, talking about two different Shemas, and he proves it because the Gemara compares the Putisa, which, according to Rama, is the last thing in the world you want the Gemara to do it, and he flips the Gemara completely around, and he doesn't make a reference to Sherish. He's not talking about, you understand, he's talking about Potisa, and he's not talking about the way the Rama over here learns this Gemara at all. Okay? So this is an amazing, amazing thing. How the Rama, you know, see, the Rambam doesn't deal with all these things. It's not the gay his discussion. It's telling you that. Okay? But they're amazing, okay? Then also, but the Maskona, the whole thing is not Kayim. Because the Rambam quotes in Minyan HaMitzvos that the Makor for the Lav, Abosa Shiiga, B'chol Tome, is Lav by Kledish, for Tumor. You know, he quotes the Makor is? Tumor Psoch. And Sefer Mitzvah says Psachim as the Makor for it. Okay? It's an amazing thing. Because he looked at Gemara at the end, quotes about this. Taisa says, you know, Taisa's Vachim has an issue about this. But he said the Gemara says at the end. There's no stira. So he learns Kilu Rav Ashi's Memra
is kayim. If your mice have an anu inyan and it's real, you would have all this business. But everything falls off because everything did fall off. The lav of Maisa Sheni is only Maisa Sheni lav, and everything is a kol b'amakimo I made, okay? Which is not negated us, but what ends up for us in Afkin, all this, the Gemara fell off all this. The Gemara fell off the whole thing, and that's what Ram learns. Because the Gemara right afterwards talks about my boss, he learns Kilo, I don't know what happened. So the boss Shiga B'chol Tomei is alive, okay? But if you have, but the Gemara just said before, Menu Inyan, you can't do that. So the Gemara learns, maybe, because it's too shameless, I don't know what happened, okay? But clearly, the Ram in Sefer Mitzvahs says that the lav is a boss Shiga B'chol Tomei, and the Makar is the Gemara Pesachim. The Ram is Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? Okay, so I think we're okay. Okay, so we basically, okay. The problem over here, okay, there is another problem over here, which I'm not going to deal with now. So I think I took you through the whole Gemara, and it's an amazing thing, because the Rambam only talked about what was necessary for him. There's another thing going on, which I'll get to, we'll have to talk about it later. You see, the Brisk Rav was, I think, referring to this issue. We have to how the Rambam deals with this, because the Gemara quotes Putisa as lava la b'shnei lava. And according to the Rambam, that's the last thing, because Ribui Malkeis, according to the Rambam, is indicative of just the opposite. And the Rambam says the Achim learned like that. The question, how do you deal with this Gemara? Those are really the issues. Okay, I tried my best to walk you through the Gemara. And Amid Hashem will pick up next week. Okay?
I walked here.
It looked like you walked.
I don't have a car, so
I don't know what happened here. Why he had to log in again. I don't know what happened. Sorry about that.
First time. It doesn't work all the time.
Okay. This was...